Hello and welcome into the KE Report. I'm your host, Chad Markowitz, and I'm chatting today with Chris Taylor, President and CEO of Great Bear Resources. Traded on the TSXV under the ticker GBR and on the OTC markets under the ticker GTBAF. Well, Chris, once again, Great Bear has continued the tradition of putting out high-grade drill results over wide intercepts. And at the LPE Fault Gold Zone, the headline numbers from your August 25th press release: 28 grams per ton gold over 4.8 meters, within 3.83 grams per ton gold over 43 meters in the northwest, and also 64 grams per ton gold over 0.55 meters, within 5.9 grams per ton gold over 8.25 meters in the southeast. So a couple of solid hits there. Now, Great Bear has continued to put out results like these over and over again, and some investors may get fatigued if they're not sure how this all ties into the overall strategy of the company. So, Chris, why don't you share with us what you take away from this recent set of drill results and how it's building into the overall strategy for the company?
Yeah, thanks, Chad. Thanks for the chat today. You know, we looked at this release and we got really excited when we start putting the sections together. And of course, as we're drilling, we see the gold coming out of the ground and we see the models updating. But it's nice to see the illustrations coming together and to see just that continuity of gold over such a big area. And that was really the most important piece of the release today, is that, you know, there's over 400 drill holes now published from this LP fault discovery that we made 2 years ago. And it's one of the most rapid generation of a target of this size, or delineation of a target of this size, in our industry in many years. And when you see it coming together, you see that gold mineralization, it's just hanging together. It's coming together section after section, hole after hole, over a 4 kilometer area. And we've just shown in that release today that there's enough drill density over 3 of those 4 kilometers now to see that that area has continuous gold mineralization, bulk tonnage style gold mineralization in the surface with a heart of high grade gold. And that size of the system is similar in strike length, but at about 3 kilometers, that's defined now, with like the biggest open pit bulk tonnage systems in Canada, like Canadian Malartic. So the scale is there. We see the grade as well, and we see that continuity. And because it's all right to the surface, right beside the highway in the Red Lake District, I mean, the prospects for the project, they just keep getting better and better.
Well, another area to touch on is that some of the high grade is also open at depth. And I believe you've only gotten down to about 300 to 400 meters in many of these holes. But what Red Lake is really known for in these kind of geological settings are very deep deposits that continue to grow. So walk us through the potential upside the company still has as you move towards your main mineral resource estimate next year to still keep growing this deposit much further than where you even have after 400 holes.
Yeah, I was talking about this with some shareholders today. And if you think about the Red Lake Mine Complex, which is right down the road from us, it's about a 15 to 20 minute drive from where we're drilling, right along the highway. So that's the heart of mining in the Red Lake area. And if you did all the drilling there that's been done over the 80 years of mining on that project so far, it was found in the 1930s and it's been going ever since. If you tried to define gold mineralization within the first 300 or 400 meters from surface like we have, you would see gold over a similar strike length to what we've got, about 4 kilometers. It's about the same length as the complex they have. But, you know, if you tried to define the gold in their near surface portion, I don't think you'd end up with more than about 3 to 5 million ounces in that area. It wasn't until you got deeper below about 800 meters or a kilometer depth at that mine that you saw these real bonanza grade intervals start to come together. And that was the high grade discovery that made that mine famous. And that high grade zone, which starts at about 800 meters vertical depth and goes to over 2.5 kilometers vertical depth, that's produced more than 15 million ounces of gold by itself. And that's the kind of thing. We can't know what's under our system yet until we drill more of it. But the very first deep drill holes that we've done were excellent in all areas. Like, we've drilled the LP fault zone. The deepest hole in that is one of the best holes in that area of the LP fault. The deepest holes at the Dixie Limb and the Hinge zones beside that, these are all holes that are down at 800 meters vertical depth, 700 to 800, just over 800 meters vertical depth. They're all excellent drill results. So we're really fired up about what we see and that potential to expand down to depth is totally wide open.
Yeah, and I saw that you have this deeply plunging high-grade gold mineralization at the Northwestern Discovery and Southeastern Vigo areas of the LP Fault. So it'll be interesting to follow along with how that grows, but also update investors and listeners. When you're working on this maiden mineral estimate, I guess for early next year, some of those deeper drill results won't be included yet because you're mostly focused on the ones at 400 meters and closer to surface. Is that correct?
Yeah, Shad, that's right. I mean, we're defining the gold below that sort of 450 meter level, but that's just early days right now. And we have hit down twice that depth, I said, like down to 800 meters or more. But mostly the mineral resource, the initial maiden resource, is going to be focused on that bulk mineralized system of the LP fault in the near surface portion of the system. So it's really to see how much gold is defined in the near surface over sort of that 3 to 4 kilometer strike length. And, you know, you don't need to define all the ounces on the project to have a world-class project, but you need to show people, you draw a line in the sand and say, as of this date and as of these levels, this is what we're seeing. And we think that number by itself, not even the total potential of the system, but just that upper portion of the system, we think that's going to be something that the market has not seen in a maiden resource for a long time.
Yeah, so there's still plenty of room to grow the deposit, and every resource estimate is really just a snapshot in time, but at least it'll give people a heads up as to just what the very top part of this deposit could be. But another thing that jumped off of this news release at me, Chris, is that you guys were working in that gap area. And so there was the two different areas, the central and the discovery, and you've started filling in that gap. Speak to why that would be important for the overall strategy as you start working towards economic studies on these projects.
Yeah, thanks, Chad. Like the gap is the fact that we found gold now uninterrupted along over 3 kilometers there, bulk tonnage style gold over that area. I mean, it can't overemphasize the importance because any sort of mine planner or resource modeler is going to look at that data, and the amount of material that could be pulled out in a bulk mining context varies greatly depending on the ratio of basically ore to waste. And now that we know that that gap area is mineralized, you know, it really has a positive impact on how we view the northwest area of the project. And I think by itself, it makes a big difference in the plans that we're looking at. And I think I think it's really important to say that we have that continuous mineralization over a similar scale to you see at these really big mines like Canadian Malartic. It's really impressive.
And when you bring up the larger mines that we see in the gold mining industry, many of them are actually bulk tonnage mines that eventually may have an underground mining component to them. And what we see in the marketplace often, Chris, is retail investors get very excited about the high-grade drill results, even if they're narrow intercepts. You guys at least have high-grade and wide intercepts, but on the bulk tonnage results, sometimes that doesn't get the sizzle and the market overlooks those. Speak to a minute why that's important, though, because in a bulk tonnage environment and in a large mining scale environment, that's what you really want to see. And so why are the bulk tonnage and like the 0.5 gram or the 1 gram per ton over wide intercepts also just as important as the high grade?
Yeah, it's funny, eh? Like I was looking at, I think it was the reserve sheets for one of the big multinational mining companies. And in the United States, their average grade, and it's bulk mining, of all their reserves was 0.5 grams per ton. Right. So, and you can see they had several million ounces of reserves at 0.5 grams per ton in the United States. And they're very happy with that because they're making lots of money mining it because of the mining techniques and the fact that it's open pit mining. So it's cost effective and other factors. Right. So we think about what we have and what do big companies pay for? Right. So they pay the big bucks for projects that have a long life, and the long life projects that they can anticipate cash flows from for a decade or more. Those are the tier one type projects. And those tend to be the big bulk tonnage gold projects, the copper gold porphyry projects, things of that nature. And these are the things like Detour Lake in Ontario was bought by Kirkland Lake Mining a few years ago for over $4 billion US. That's a big 0.9 gram per ton gold system, but it's got a lot of ounces that can be mined out of it. Canadian Malartic, the one I mentioned before, was bought by a combination. They had to pair up to do it. It was Agnico Eagle and Yamana Gold, and they paid over $3 billion for that asset so that they could get it. And again, it's 1 gram per ton. With what we have here, we have an asset that we think will be very appealing to the mining industry as a whole. But what really makes it unusual is that you've got that bulk gold, but running down the middle of it, like, you know, the jelly in a jelly sandwich, is the high grade component. And we see that, you know, it's been panels of that. We have 23 of them that we're modeling right now along that 4 kilometers that we've drilled off right now. And that's just an incredible combination to have the big bulk system and have the high grade gold and have the whole thing going right to the surface. That's what really makes it unique. And that's why we're excited. We know we have an asset that the market just does not see very often, if at all. And we have an asset that is very exciting to the mining industry as a whole.
Well, just one more thing to touch on. You included some tables in this press release, as well as some different maps of the cross sections, and this is on the discovery zone of the LP fault. Sometimes it's hard for a retail investor to decode what all that means. So what are the main takeaways you'd want investors to know from that data?
Well, if you have a look at the cross sections that we put up, the good thing is we put up cross sections. We have other companies in the space that just don't do that because there's issues with continuity. There's issues with the way that the gold is distributed. They just don't want investors to see. We're happy to show you the data. You can download it and plot it up as much as you like. All the data is freely available on the website. But when you look at our cross sections, you can see, like, if you look at the ones from that discovery area, you see a gold zone. You see gold intercepts over with more than 200 meters of width, right, on that section. So there's multiple gold zones beside each other, and the width of that mineralized system is over 200 meters. And you can see it's predictable. Like, all the holes that go into it hit it, and you see them hitting it again and again over, like, something like 500 vertical meters, and it's wide open going down further. And that shows you've got continuity and you've got scale. So the scale of it supports that bulk tonnage character, and the continuity makes it predictable. And ultimately that lends itself well to resource modeling. And it gives it sort of that, you know, that rare, continuous sort of big scale prospectivity that you just don't see in very many places.
Well, Chris, just wrap us up with, over the next few months, what are the key milestones or the key news that investors should be looking for as we move into the fall?
Well, we've messaged that we needed about 400 holes to do the initial maiden resource calculation. And as you can see, we're at that level. So internally, we're doing a lot of work on that right now. And it'll be iterative. We get feedback and we do some tweaking on the models and maybe a few more holes here and there. That's the kind of process we're in now. So we expect to be able to deliver that resource to the market by early next year, which is a really nice threshold to cross, because it'll be a big system and it'll be less than 3 years since we put the first drill hole in that target. I think that's the fastest delivery of something of that size in the industry. So that's something to watch for. And as we go up towards that, we'll keep issuing detailed information. One of the things that our shareholders like to do, and the analysts in the industry like to do, is they like to plot up the data that we present, and they like to run numbers of their own. And that's a lot of fun. You know, I'll do it based on the stuff that we release too. And we release detailed information. Every drill hole that goes into will give you example sections in the high-grade domains. We've done this a number of times over the last couple of months, and there's more of that coming. And you'll be able to take the drill holes. You'll be able to basically figure out what we expect to see in terms of, like, you know, grades and thicknesses in those areas. And, you know, that's exciting. So people can follow the new drill results. We're drilling again, our second phase of drilling. You can follow these detailed descriptions of the gold domains, and you can know that the clock is ticking down rapidly towards that that initial maiden resource disclosure. And we've seen some really nice reaction in the market recently to the bigger new resources that have come out. And we think that's the kind of thing that we can deliver, and we think the market's going to like it.
Well, Chris, it's a pleasure following along with your team as you continue to have success with the drill bit. And in full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Great Bear Resources, but we'll continue to follow along with the news as it comes out. Please keep us posted. And if anybody has any questions for Chris about Great Bear, you can always email us at either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Chris, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Chad. Be nice to talk to you again soon.